Hey, Lux Lifer, it is time. Enrollment into my identity shifting weight loss program, Stop Dieting Forever, is officially open from Wednesday, April 24th through Wednesday, May 8th with some juicy bonuses. Now, the summer season is quickly approaching and your concerns about fitting into last year's summer clothes, I know, it's quickly growing. I hear you. If this feels like a repeat of last year where you were scrambling, trying to lose that winter weight before your first summer vacation, before you got to pull out your short sleeves for the season, I want to help you get out of this seasonal cycle. I know how it feels because that was me every single season, but especially in summer. I want to help you bring out that healthy, vibrant person that is hiding on the inside of you. And if you're like, wait a second, Jennifer, that is not me. There's no parts of healthy in this body. I want to remind you that you were not put on this planet to live in an unhealthy body. Better health, whatever that looks like for you, is available to you. And it starts with you learning how to lose your first 10 pounds without a diet. Stop Dieting Forever, the group program, is designed to teach you how to create a lifestyle that results in weight loss, no matter what time of year it is. Because when you focus on changing your mindset first, you will automatically create new habits, and then you can't help but to create weight loss. No deprivation diet necessary. And if you can't wrap your head around not eating your favorite seasonal treats or sipping a refreshing summer cocktail at every social gathering you're invited to this summer, you will be pleasantly surprised to learn that inside Stop Dieting Forever, weight loss doesn't mean excluding your favorite foods that you love. It actually means removing the label of good food versus bad food. This allows you to enjoy more of what you want, but you're doing so with intention. Traditional diets don't teach you how to eat intentionally. Traditional diets, they change what you do in the short term, but they do not change who you are in the long term. So if you want to continue your life with the identity of a dieter, be my guest. Go right on ahead. But if you're ready to grow up, take responsibility for your health, and learn how to create your identity of a healthier person, you are my people, and I want to help you. I want to see you inside Stop Dieting Forever. Inside Stop Dieting Forever, the group weight loss program, you will learn my proven weight loss process, which will solve four main problems for you. The first problem it will solve, how to stop feeding your feelings so you can drastically reduce your emotional eating, which will result in weight loss without a diet or the drama. The second problem it's going to solve for you, how to overcome any eating obstacle that would normally throw you off track, like vacations, stressful days at work, eating with your coworkers, having to take your clients out to dinner, nighttime eating, kids' birthday parties, any obstacle that you can think of that normally has you eating all the things, you're going to learn how to overcome that obstacle, no matter what it is. The third problem this program is going to solve for you is how to stop beating yourself up and being so mean to yourself when you do have those moments and you fall off track. The fourth problem that this program is going to solve for you is how to get really good at making daily decisions when it comes to your health and your wellness. We refer to this as making damn good decisions. So the more damn good decisions that you can make, the quicker you will achieve your goal and feel amazing while you are doing it, because that is a decision. So as my client inside Stop Dieting Forever, the group weight loss program, I will give you the tools. I will give you the strategies to help you lose weight. I will help you manage your stress and improve your wellness so you can live that vibrant, healthy lifestyle that you desire. No diets, no drama, just 100% up level in your wellness for you. So instead of doing something drastic to try to lose weight real quick before summer, you can take this time to learn how to lose weight once and for all by becoming the person who doesn't need to depend on a diet anymore. Hashtag break the diet dependency. When you join SDF, not only will you get access to all of the tools, including the essential 90-day daily planner, the proven food framework, but you'll also get access to the best weight loss coaching on the internet. And you will join our amazing supportive community of Lux Lifers. I have to say, this is the most transformational weight loss program available on the internet today, because you will be losing weight by changing your identity first. This is a 6-month program specifically designed to help the woman who is fed up with trying to depend on sheer willpower to lose weight and keep it off. My promise to you when you join is that you will lose up to 10 pounds in your first 30 days without a diet, without deprivation, without restriction. The average Lux Lifer loses 30 pounds in 6 months. So I am confident that my process will work when you follow it. Summer is coming. So let's get started on creating your healthiest physical and emotional body inside Stop Dieting Forever as my client. Go to jenniferdent.com/SDF for more details, testimonials, and to sign up. That's jenniferdent.com/SDF. I'll see you on the inside. Those decades when I was struggling with my weight, I was gaining weight, losing weight, starting a new diet, losing weight, gaining it back. Sometimes I would go back to the same diet that worked before and it didn't work again in this like really nasty cycle. And it sucked. It really sucked because I desperately wanted to lose the weight. But here's the thing, looking back in hindsight is 50-50, right? In hindsight, I don't really remember having a plan for keeping off the weight that I lost. So if this is the cycle that you're in and this sounds vaguely familiar to you, let me just tell you, you can get out. You just need to take a different approach to losing weight. And when you take a different approach to losing weight, you will create a different weight result. Okay? So this is the approach that I'm about to tell you is the thing that I had no idea about. It's the thing that I spent decades not knowing. And so I spent decades losing and gaining the same freaking weight over and over and over again. I'm much smarter now, y'all. I have cracked the code. I have figured it out. You're listening to the Stop Dieting Forever podcast, episode 204. If it were possible to achieve your goal weight and stay there permanently without dieting? Welcome to the Stop Dieting Forever podcast, where you will discover the key components that most diets won't tell you because they want you to keep coming back. Not here. This is your last stop on the weight loss struggle bus. I am your host, Jennifer Dent Brown, life and weight loss coach, and I am going to show you how to stop dieting forever. Let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Lux Lifer, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. I am so excited right now because in 72 hours, I will be in Las Vegas with 9 of my besties celebrating our golden year for the ultimate epic girls trip. It's 10 of us. We're celebrating the year that we all turned 50. So we have been talking about this trip for months, and I am super excited that it is almost here. But today, I want to talk to you about losing weight, because that's what you're here for. You're not here to hear me talk about my trip to Las Vegas. You want to hear how you can stop dieting forever. And you specifically want to hear how you can lose weight and not gain it back. I'm going to tell you how to do that and how my program, Stop Dieting Forever, can set you up for weight loss success. So I struggled with losing weight and regaining it for years. I've talked about this on the podcast numerous times, but if you are new and you don't know my story, welcome. But I literally struggled with my weight from freshman year of college well into my 30s. And I was just on this cycle of like, I would start a new diet, lose a couple of pounds, get comfortable, and go back to like my old habits, thinking, I don't know, the weight was going to stay off. And then I would gain the weight back. And so my thought process was, I just need to find the right diet. It was almost like I was looking for a spouse or a partner. Like, I just need to kiss a whole bunch of frogs until I find my prince. I thought I needed to kiss a whole bunch of bad diets in order to find the one that will work with my body. And that was a terrible thought error that I just was not aware that was a problem. When I finally became a health coach, I learned that there is no one golden, amazing diet that works for everyone. And there isn't one that works for me, except for the one that I created for myself because of this concept called bioindividuality. Bioindividuality means there is no one set cookie cutter program that will work for the masses. Because if that were true, the diet industry wouldn't be like a multi-billion dollar industry. Because bioindividuality shows you that people lose weight in different ways based on so many different factors, like their genetics, their environment, their schedule, their genes, their age, the foods that they like and that they don't like, and all these different foods react differently in their body. This is why I always say that, you know, my husband is pretty much a vegan. I should probably call him a pescatarian because he does eat fish. And he does really, really well with that style of eating. Or he's a vegan, no dairy. Vegan diet with a little bit of fish. Me, on the other hand, if I ate exactly what he ate, and I have because I've tried it with him, my body holds on to that weight. My body does better when I have more protein and, you know, certain foods that I know work really well on my body. This is a missing key for 99.9% of y'all. You think that you need to find a diet to help you lose weight, but you really need to find what works best for you. That's what I help you do inside of my program. But let me go back and just talk a little bit more about that time period, those decades when I was struggling with my weight. I was gaining weight, losing weight, starting a new diet, losing weight, gaining it back. Sometimes I would go back to the same diet that worked before and it didn't work again. And this like really nasty cycle. And it sucked. It really sucked because I desperately wanted to lose the weight. But here's the thing, looking back in hindsight, hindsight is 50-50, right? In hindsight, I don't really remember having a plan for keeping off the weight that I lost. Right. My whole entire focus was just on losing weight. It was almost like I didn't even believe that I was going to be able to get to my goal weight. So I didn't even let my brain go there of like the day that I hit my goal weight and then what? Like, I don't even remember ever thinking about that. So looking back, I'm not surprised it was so hard for me to keep off this weight that I had lost. I subconsciously didn't think it was possible for me to lose weight and keep it off. So I had these unaddressed, hidden, what I call sneaky self-sabotaging thoughts, SSSTs, that kept me in this cycle of regaining every single pound that I lost. So what are SSSTs, sneaky self-sabotaging thoughts? We all have them. And they are silently playing in the background of our brains. And if we're not aware of them, which is why they're sneaky, they will run your life. They will keep you on the weight loss struggle bus. And that's what happened to me for decades. So what does a sneaky self-sabotaging thought sound like? It could sound like this. Girl, you haven't had such and such in a while. You haven't had fried chicken in a while. Like, go ahead, eat it, enjoy it. You deserve it. Or here's another one. Girl, you've been hitting the gym a lot, so it's okay to take a break. Here was my favorite. It's the freaking weekend. You can get back on track on Monday. Eat what you want. It's the weekend. You can get back on track on Monday. That was one that sabotaged me for years. Your sneaky self-sabotaging thoughts may sound a little bit different. These sneaky self-sabotaging thoughts, what they're doing is they're fueling a limiting belief that losing weight and keeping it off is hard, it's impossible, it can't work for you. And let me just tell you, they're sneaky self-sabotaging thoughts because they are subconscious. You may not be like 100% cognizant that you are actually believing these things. But if you look at your current weight and your current history of your gaining weight and losing weight, it's a clear indicator of what your sneaky self-sabotaging thoughts could be. So I believe my sneaky self-sabotaging thoughts fueled this belief that losing weight and keeping it off is hard, or losing weight and keeping it off is impossible. Because I remember hearing so many people struggle in maintenance, quote unquote maintenance. I don't like calling it maintenance, but y'all know what it is when I say maintenance. I heard so many people struggling like, oh, I lost the weight, then I regained it. And the statistics show that, you know, 80% of people, 90% of people, they lose the weight and they regain back 85% of their weight. Like those statistics, those stories were running in my head. And I actually really thought that in order for me to keep the weight off that I lost, I wasn't going to be able to eat the foods that I loved anymore. And even though I didn't admit it, it was kind of a non-negotiable. Like, how could I exist without pizza? Was I willing to give up pizza in order to, you know, be a certain weight? And I think the answer was no. So instead of figuring out how I could lose weight while still in being able to enjoy my favorites without going, you know, overboard, because I didn't even know that was possible back then, I just kind of ignored it. And all of my thoughts, all of my effort went into active weight loss, losing weight, finding the next diet, going all in on it, trying to lose some weight, and crossing my fingers, hoping and praying that it was going to work. Never, ever dawned on me to think about what my life would be like when I actually finally got to my weight. And this is what happens to a lot of us. Even some of you who do get to your goal weight, you don't have a plan. Your brain is not formed to think about how am I going to live my life at this goal, because you've been so focused on losing weight for so many years. That's all you know how to do. Your brain just knows how to lose weight. It doesn't know how to stay at the weight. So this is what we have to do inside of my program, Stop Dieting Forever, is I want to teach you how to train your brain, not just to lose the weight, but what do you need to do to actually keep it off too. We're going to talk about what that is in a second. But I just want to make sure that you see this like cycle that you may be in. I certainly was in it. Right? It was like, I just need to focus on losing weight. I'll deal with maintenance when I get there. But I actually didn't think I was ever going to get there, like subconsciously. And so I didn't. So do you see what is happening here? Okay. So if this is the cycle that you're in, and this sounds vaguely familiar to you, let me just tell you, you can get out. You just need to take a different approach to losing weight. And when you take a different approach to losing weight, you will create a different weight result. Okay. So this is the approach that I'm about to tell you is the thing that I had no idea about. It's the thing that I spent decades not knowing. And so I spent decades losing and gaining the same freaking weight over and over and over again. I'm much smarter now, y'all. I have cracked the code. I have figured it out. So what I have created for you is an approach that I call the top-down approach. And this is what you'll learn inside Stop Dieting Forever. The top-down approach. So top-down meaning we're going to work on creating a new mindset first, And then the healthy habits and the actions that you are trying to do but have been inconsistent with, they will become automatic because of your thought process, because of your new thoughts, which are creating basically a new identity for you. It really does become your new identity of as a healthy individual. A healthy individual does not struggle with their weight. A healthy individual does not have the same sneaky self-sabotaging thoughts that drive you to continue to eat, fall off track, go overboard, and you end up gaining the weight back. Okay. So when I say top down, we start at the top. That starts with isolating those sneaky self-sabotaging thoughts and limiting beliefs. They're going to be different for many of you. A lot of them may be the same, but for some of you, there will be very specific sneaky self-sabotaging thoughts that are aligned with your schedule or your lifestyle or your belief about your body and your belief about yourself and your belief about your ability to lose weight. We're going to isolate, well, actually, we're going to identify what they are first, isolate them and see what limiting beliefs that they're linked to. So once we have that information, it's like, ooh, we're halfway there, right? We are halfway there. We're going to replace those old sneaky self-sabotaging thoughts and limiting beliefs with new ones. These new thoughts are going to generate new feelings, which will motivate you to take action with those new habits on a more consistent basis. So what does this look like in real life? You may have the sneaky self, actually, this is probably my sneaky self-sabotaging thought. Oh, because I love French fries. But back in the day, I would be really, really good with whatever diet I was doing, super strict. But then the thought would be like, you haven't had French fries and a milkshake forever. You know, you've been doing pretty good. You've lost some weight. It's time for a treat. That thought right there, it is time for a treat, made me feel entitled, right? I felt entitled of like, oh yeah, I have been doing a good job. I do deserve to treat myself with food. Now, I'm all for rewarding yourself, celebrating your wins, celebrating all of your small wins no matter what. But you're going to learn how to treat yourself without eating, without food. There's so many different ways. In fact, inside the program, I have a worksheet, a handout, 15 ways to celebrate without eating. Okay. But when you're operating, I give this example from a feeling of entitlement, what do? You go grab the kids. You're like, okay, we're going out for lunch. You hit up the drive-thru on a Saturday afternoon. Kids are all excited. You're all excited. And you're good until all the fries are gone. The milkshake cup is empty. And then you're feeling some type of way in your body. You may have a physical reaction of like maybe you're bloated or like thirsty from the salt. And the reality sets in. And you start judging yourself that you made that decision. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have had all of those fries. Maybe I shouldn't have told the kids we were going out for lunch today. Maybe I shouldn't have, right? You start to beat yourself up. You start to second guess your decision and it sends you in this spiral, this downward spiral of like, oh, I can't lose weight. Like everything becomes a problem because now your brain is in problemville. All because of this sneaky self-sabotaging thought, you've been doing good. It's time for a treat. Okay. So inside Stop Dieting Forever, we're going to get to the root cause of your entitlement. So why that sneaky self-sabotaging thought came up for you. And that thought may come up for you for a different reason than someone else, which is the beauty of doing this work together in a group. Once we isolate the sneaky self-sabotaging thought or thoughts, because lots of times it's a lot of different ones, we're going to replace a new thought that is custom to you because, again, your new thought needs to be motivating to you. It needs to like cause a shift. It needs to cause a certain feeling inside of you. And I just can't give you a thought. Like you might be like, oh, no, I don't believe that's true. I'll help you come up with your own new thoughts that will contribute to your new identity. So yes, with my coaching, my guidance, the support of the group, the other Lux Lifers who've been working this process for a while, you will get the support that you need. So you're going to come up with these new thoughts, a new mindset, a renewed mindset, and you're going to practice living your life with these new beliefs, with these new thoughts. Now, as with anything new, you're going to stumble as you learn a new way to relate to eating, as you learn a new way to replace all of your old habits around food, all of your old thought patterns around your body. And we have plenty of support inside of the group to show you how to keep going for those moments where you stumble, you maybe fall off track, and you eat a little bit more than you needed to. It's okay. Nothing has gone wrong. Okay. So that's a quick breakdown of the top-down approach and why this way of losing weight will help you keep the weight off, because you're literally changing the way that you think permanently. And when you change the way that you think, you're changing the way that you feel. And those new feelings are going to motivate you to stay consistent with these new healthy habits that you're like, why can't I just stick with it? I know what to do, but I just can't seem to stick with it. The reason why you can't seem to stick with it is because you don't have the right mindset. You still have all of those sneaky self-sabotaging thoughts floating around your brain that you're unaware of, that keep driving you back to the same result. Now, when you change your mindset, basically you're changing who you are. You're changing your identity from someone who struggles with their weight to someone who is now healthy and just does the thing. Before you know it, that consistency has paid off. The consistency in doing those new healthy actions, it pays off. And the great thing about it is that it doesn't feel hard. It doesn't make you feel like ass because you've been drinking your water, you know, every single day. But now it's like, no, you really want to drink water because of your new mindset, right? Like drinking water is like, of course I'm going to be drinking water today and not grape juice. So that consistency is paying off. And then you're starting to see the positive results of weight loss on the scale. It's such a beautiful transformation when I see my clients get it, when they're like, they get it and it works in their lives. So they're learning it and they're like, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Like you're hearing me right now. You're like, okay, that sounds like it might make some sense. That could work. But when you actually see it work in your life, it's like, whoa. And I love that moment when my clients come to the call. They're like, I just lost 7 pounds and I didn't change anything that I was eating and it just came off. I just lost 12 pounds. It's just like the wow factor. And I'm like, I love it. So much fun to witness that. So this is the top-down approach. You know, if you're not doing the top-down approach, if you're not able to lose the weight and keep it off. And even if I had one person say, well, like, I don't really believe in forever because, you know, you lose weight and then you always gain a little bit back. And I'm like, potentially, yeah, but here's what is forever. The knowledge that you collect about yourself and your body and the way that it loses weight is what you will have forever, right? What you learn, the top-down approach will last you forever. It will last you through pregnancy, post-pregnancy, perimenopause, menopause. Your body may change, but this process still works no matter what is happening. The top-down approach, that's what you will have forever. So this is a completely different approach to weight loss. And if you're struggling with your weight, I can bet that you've probably never done it this way. So this is why I'm encouraging you to come join us inside Stop Dieting Forever. I'm not just teaching you how to lose weight, because you can learn that anywhere. Any diet will tell you eat less in order to lose weight. I am actually teaching you how to create the mindset and the identity of a healthy person. And guess what? Weight loss is the lovely byproduct of that change, of that transformation. All right, y'all. That is how you lose weight and how you keep it off. So thanks for tuning in this week to the podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for any direct links and resources that I mentioned in today's podcast. You'll also find direct links on how you can join the group program, how you become a private client. And you know what? I invite you to share this episode with your friends. Have a little conversation about it. See what they're struggling with and be like, girl, I think this may be able to help you. I seen you over there losing the weight and gaining it back, losing the weight and gaining it back. Let's listen to this podcast and have a little discussion about it. And the last thing before I let you go is come check me out on Instagram. I've had like a plethora of Instagram followers coming in. I've been doing some guest podcast interviews on some, you know, pretty notable podcasts. And so my Instagram followers have grown. So come check me out on Instagram or Facebook, if that's your thing, or on YouTube. I have a lovely little fledgling YouTube account where I'm posting these podcast videos. If you're listening and you want to see what's Jennifer wearing today, if you look at the video, I have new hair. This is my vacation hair. Not wearing anything exciting today, but you know, if you like the visual, come check me out on YouTube. Subscribe while you're there and all the things, y'all, all the things. All right. Live Lux. I will see you in the next episode. Hey, 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 before you go, I've got one more thing for you. If you are ready to put the Stop Dieting Forever process into practice to elevate your physical and emotional health, I've got just the thing. It's called my Forever Well Email Club. It is 100% free and it is available for you to join right now when you go to jenniferdent.com/email club. Picture this: exclusive doses of actionable advice and real talk guidance to get you motivated, all delivered straight to your inbox. Quit being inconsistent, stop feeling run down, and start to feel well. You want to achieve your forever weight? Well, this is where you begin. I'm telling you, when you start implementing what I'm teaching, people will not only notice your smaller size, but they will notice that you've got that healthy glow. Head on over to jenniferdent.com/email club to sign up for free today. That's jenniferdent.com/email club to get started. All right, y'all. Until next time, live Lux.